It's very important for me that I provide the best service to the people of Donegal, and in particular I know that there has been a focus on cutting back the hours of Donegal Town Garda Station. It's not that we're closing the Garda Station, it's just that we're rediverting our resources to provide a better service. In other words, they're not going to be in a station that's closed, they're going to be out on patrol, responding to calls, and in the community, working with the community. In an ideal world, yes, I would like to keep it open 24/7, but from my research and my review and the number of resources I have, I think this is the best model that I can provide at the moment to provide the best service to the people of Donegal.
And it was said at the meeting today, in reality, it hasn't been a 24-hour Garda station for quite some time.
It's 2009 since we were able to provide a 24-hour station here. We have been working on a pilot scheme over the summer months where we have closed the Garda station at night. We've had no problems. It has worked well. And we've done it in consultation with the public. I am aware that a lot of the public aren't happy. But I feel that we've achieved an understanding tonight of how we can provide the best service, and we can only do that in partnership with the community. And I really was very excited tonight to hear how much the community want to support us and how the community know that sometimes we have to make tough decisions for a better service.
And it's more, from your perspective, a better use of resources as a result, as opposed to a result of a lack of resources.
That's it, correctly. We want to provide the best service to Donegal. We've reviewed this, we've looked at it. There's a lot of demand in our time on how we provide that service. And we find from our consultation process, from working with the JPC, this is the way forward. That we are now going to work by diverting the people out on patrols, out in the community, meeting the public, delivering the service to the front line.
Now, as it relates to a sort of a county-wide perspective, 18 new Gardaí in the county now, how does that work in terms of net? Obviously, there are people moving out of the county, there are people retiring, presumably. Mm-hmm. What has been the sort of the actual gain in terms of Garda numbers here in the county? If you have that figure, if you don't, it's fine. And also, where do you think we need to be?
We have got new probationers into the county. As you're aware, there has been a new recruitment campaign. Donegal has received a number of probationers in that. They have been focused on Letterkenny up until recently, and now we've diverted them to Buncrana and Ballyshannon, who are now designated as training stations, which means now that we'll be getting probationers into all of these places. And as you know yourself, Greg, new blood. They're young, they're excited, looking forward to working with the community here in Donegal, providing a good policing service. We have lost experience members, you know, who look to transfer to other counties for different reasons, some on promotion, some people retired, some people wanted to go back nearer home. So therefore, you know, like, it's evolving, it's fluid, but like, we're always looking for the best we can get, and we're always making the best case. And I have to say the JPC has been so supportive to the Gardaí Donegal in that regard, that we're looking for the best team we can.
The word crystal ball was mentioned tonight, and yes, quite rightly so, as it relates to Brexit, because no more than in any area, be it policing, governance, whatever it is, we haven't a clue. But you have to try and make some sort of plan. And you mentioned hubs and you mentioned immigration. Can you tell us anything about that in terms of the submission that has been made?
As you know, nobody knows what's going to happen with Brexit. And as I said here tonight, you want to have a crystal ball because it's evolving all the time. It's very fluid. But obviously, as a police service, we have to prepare. I've been working with the Commissioner in that regard as to how we can best provide a policing service. Now, there are two aspects to this. There's the customs aspect and the policing service. So we've been working at how best we can provide that service in terms of, you know, what the eventuality will be, that there'll be either a hard or soft border. And we need to have our plans, and we are working behind the scenes, you know, with the Commissioner, and he's in consultation with the Department of how we can do that.
You would expect that extra resources would need to be provided, though, in the event of a hard border. And of course, again, I know we are in the area of speculation, but it would be very hard to do it with the resources to hand currently.
Well, currently we wouldn't be able to provide the service with the current resources, and we have highlighted that, and I think everybody has an acceptance of that. We're hoping that it's not going to be a hard border, that the people of Donegal can continue to have free travel over and back across the border, and that we will still concentrate on national and international security aspects.
And finally, you talked about the argument you have to make and you have to convince people of the uniqueness of where we live, in that you mentioned we have two large population areas in Strabane and in Derry, and they affect policing in this county. And of course, then we have the sea on the other side, and we're connected by to the rest of the country by a slither. When you were talking about trying to get that message across, are you talking about to your superiors to try and make sure that they fully understand where you're at and what you need?
Since I've come to serve in the county, I know that in terms of policing, Donegal is very unique, as I described. On one side, we have the border. We have two big community hubs in Derry City and Strabane. On the other side, we have the islands, we have the ocean. And as we said, we just have a small border. So sometimes if you're not from up here, it's very difficult to show the isolation, the rural isolation that we have. So look, it's a never-ending fighting battle. I'm fighting against people maybe in Dublin City who have different policing priorities, and we're all at the table, you know, looking to get some of the apple pie.
And very finally, of course, with programmes like this one and then the news, we hear of crime, and we hear calls from politicians about we need Gardaí here, we need Gardaí there. Oftentimes, because of procedure, you don't get to talk about the wins. And there is a lot of success. There's arrests being made all the time. I know there was arrests made recently in cooperation with our neighbours in Strabane and elsewhere. Can that be a frustration at times, that sometimes it's hard to get the good news out from a Gardaí perspective?
Look, there's good news stories happening all the time. We have made changes in people's lives. People have been really, really grateful for the service that has been provided, particularly in this county. And I know there's a lot of talk about cultural policing, but the feedback back that I'm receiving from the people at Donegal, they like their guards, they love working with them, and we work together in partnership. And the people in Donegal want to work with the guards. You know, we've great community spirit. All our members are involved in the community. We love the community. We want to serve the people here and to do it the best we can.